Connected. One, question whether the gerus is effective, which is really our most fundamental issue. But the secondary issue, if you will, with which we started, assuming the gerus is valid, may the man who's Jewish from birth marry the woman who converted, assuming the conversion is valid? So the Mishnah says no, if there were rumors about their being intimate before the conversion. Again, if Rashi's reason is because it's going to confirm those rumors. And the Rashba's reason is because of the things like people are going to say that, well, the response is the same thing. We read it inside, that he was converted, conversion for the sake of Znos, a marriage for the sake of Znos. Footnote asks, what's wrong with the marriage for the sake of Znos? Where we have to marry Hashem Shemayim with the very high Madrega, but you know. So we explained the whole thing is one big scam of Znos, Mitchila Vatzov. That's why I was not accepting that mitzvah Aryeh that we read in the Arthur Apostle, who said that according to the Rashba, even if there were no rumors of illicit behavior before the conversion, it should be no good because they'll say there was conversion of the shame's nose. No, that's not the shame's nose. That's the conversion for the sake of being with a man. Okay? Many women want to be with a man. Because now it's not the shame's nose. They're fakert. They overcame the Yetzirah and they were not at all together and when she was in the status of a non-Jew. Fakert. Give him more credit. That's why I didn't want to accept that chukma. Fine. No, this is Chav Zayin. So how do I get the Chav Vav? Just go back.
Right click.
Click here. I'm so sorry. We have Chav Vav and Chav Ches, but not Chav Zayin. That's the one we're going to. We're not gonna. Oh, there we go. So we left off. We covered quite a bit of ground yesterday. We are not finished yet. Where are we here? Middle of Hay, am I correct? I think we left. Oh, yes. This is something fascinating. Let's start from Hay again. Okay, we'll take it from the top of Hay. I saw the Beis Yitzchok. Chelig Yordeas, Chelig Beis, Shekosav Kein. The Kev and the Yikud, Amdun and the Muchach. Floshach was the Dvorim, Shevelei Bein and Dvorim. Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geirus. Sure. I want to tell you that there's some people out there who claim and this whole thing about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is a fraud, which was perpetrated by the right-wing rabbinate. And the one they blame the most is the Beis Yitzchok. He's the one who started this crazy idea that if a convert has no intention to keep any mitzvahs, that the conversion is no good. Till his time, everyone assumed, as long as you went to the mikveh, and if you were male, you had a milah, no problemo. That's what goes on. A whole book is written about them. This book is also sort of written, not the one I showed you yesterday, but years ago in English, somebody wrote up and sent me a whole book saying it all starts with the Beis Yitzchok. And certain rabbis today in the world out there keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Only started from this Beis Yitzchok. It's all his fault. He was writing in the late 19th century. Until that time, it was assumed from Matan Torah and on, you become Jewish by saying, I want to be Jewish. You don't have to accept any mitzvahs whatsoever. Yeah, that's what's out there. Well, that's where to spend some time. Maybe there's some truth to it. Some people may hold that way. I'll show you some surprising sources that are unknown to most people in the world. We like to be intellectually honest. Seems to me, however, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the first person to wake up and say you need mitzvahs is Kabbalah is the Beis Yitzchok. We'll see soon as we go. Gam es tapik shem is very, very important. Beguf hadin, the mekablin bechutz midaber echad, the mefurish gemara in Bchoros, I feel a dictator of the very sofim. So in his Vav Mefurish, he gam the Yevid lo havi ger. Doesn't say. It says, Eim a Kavlin. Who be Shabbos taflam and alav mehillel tzas raya de mahani. Now we're going to have to understand what happened with Hillel. We left off yesterday. We really didn't have a chance to look and see what happened with Hillel. And we have to read the Gemara and the Rashi exactly what happened with Hillel. Okay, what happened? Everyone knows Hillel was a great man. And there were three different cases in the Gemara, back to back. Three Gerim, Shammai pushed them away, Hillel took them in, and then the three Gerim met, and they were so excited, and they would thank Hillel. If not for him, we would not have been able to come Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. What a romantic and dramatic Gemara. But what exactly did the Gemara say? maybe she put this on the screen. Maybe Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Don't erase, I want this later, but just a regular Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Vilna Shas. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Then we can see it inside. Which has Rashi there too. Yeah.
Is this a different story than Chaim Wozer? Because Chaim Wozer was saying that Dafka Geras is considered Dvar Avraham Shabbalev, and therefore Dvar Avraham Shabbalev cancels it. But here he's saying it's under the movement for the guy who's never.
But I need some Rashi's too. So can you give me a Vilna Shas? I want to just people once in a while to stop seeing Bar Ilan and seeing Gemara that we're used to. It'll be helpful to the especially when you have Gemara and Rashi. I'm sorry, it's hard to do that to go through Bar Ilan.
No,
Bar Ilan doesn't have Vilna Shas.
No.
Can you get me a Rashi too?
Yes.
So you put the with Rashi. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara with the Rashi. Good. I'm sorry it's not in the traditional print, but it's fine. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. This is where it starts. Maisa, the Gemara is before about the bet, the famous bet. You know, when the guy is trying to bet, Hillel is going to get angry, he lost $400. Okay, that's not for Aryan. Nochu Yechabalim Tnei Shammai. Kama Torah Yesh Lechem. Shtai. Torah Shebuchsav, Torah Shebapeh. Bechsav Yim Amincha. Shebapeh Yim Amincha. Gaireni Amanash Shetalamdeni Torah Shebuchsav. Gorbo Votzio Benazifa. Get out of here. You want to become a Reformed Jew? You believe, I don't know if they believe it, but you want to become some kind of an improper Jew who believes only in a biblical Jew, a Karaite? You don't believe in Torah Shebapeh? Out. Bolaf Nehila. Gaire? What's Hillel here? Just like this? He was Megaire, a guy who's Beferish. He only believes in Torah Shebichsav. Doesn't want to be Torah. My Mincha, I don't believe you. Yomakama Omale, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Instead of teaching him. Lemocha Apechle, Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. Omale Vohesmo Lo Amrit Li Hochi. The guy was a sharp guy. He remembered from the day before that Hillel told him. The Hillel told him the other order. Amalo, lav alai didika samchis, the alpenami smoke alai. You lying on me. So if you rely on me, that aleph beis gimel dal, not dal beis gimel beis aleph, gotta rely on me to toshav alpeh. Wow. Rashi. Let's first see. Yeah. Let's take a look. Hotziya benazifa. The Tanya. Habol lekabel divrei chaveres chutz midavar echad. V'chein ger habol iskayer v'kibol of divrei Torah chutz midavar echad. Ein mekabel also. V'meseches b'choras lam nebeis. Could you see it inside? Hele Garashi quotes it. Nu, what did Hillel do? Gaire. V'somach al chochmoso. Shesofo. Sheyargilenu likabel olav. Very nice. Fret the hele Garashi. It's a Gemara b'choras. You can't do that. Chutz midavar echad, it's no good. Says Rashi. T'lo daim yoho l'chutz midavar echad. Shelo haya kofer b'torah shebal peh. He never denied it completely. Ela shelo haya mamin shehi mipia gevura. What Rashi say? The Gemara explains over here, Torah Shebichsav, I believe you. Shebapeh, I don't believe you. What do you mean I don't believe you? I don't believe you, Rashi explains, means I'm not so convinced that it's divine. Rabbi said there's too many of non-Orthodox Jews today who hold this way. Torah Shebichsav, oh yes, divine. But Torah Shebapeh is not divine. So this guy is one of those, Chevra. So that's what he seemed to suggest, to think. Okay. But he was not kofer, didn't say it was true, just wasn't sure, wasn't Pia Gvura. V'hilol huftach she'acha she'ilamdenu yismach olav. Apolei tashrak, whatever. La'al gasamchus minayat yodeh shizu alaf azu beis. Ash l'amad ticha v'samach talay. Dal penam yismach al devarei. And apparently at the end of the day, it was success. Okay, everyone got the Gemara so far? You see the Gemara? Is it clear? Gemara Rashi, clear. Yes.
Goes
to the mikvah?
After the actual
gear. Nah, you saw the Gemara in Mam Zayin, it was on the Maram HaKomis. Meldia miktas, miktas mitzvos kalas, miktas mitzvos chaburus. He accepts them, right? We'll see later what that means exactly. And then you'll put them in the mikvah, and the rest we'll figure out later. Where's it derived from? I told you, Mama Nasina, Nasa Vinishma. That's where it all comes from. It increases in Daf Ches, Daf Tes. Look it up. So, do we know all the Tayag mitzvahs we said Nasa Vinishma? Yes or no?
No.
No, of course not. We knew some of them. We had been given some mitzvahs. We had Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Aim. Some say Paraduma. The different various texts and Pashas, Bishalach and Rashi, which came before Matan Torah. We had the mitzvahs used to try. We had Korban Pesach. We certainly had all those things in Pashas Bo. A whole peck mitzvahs we had. You look up in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? How many mitzvahs come before Anochi Hashem Elokecha? You know, that's Anochi is the first, right? That's the first thing. But how many come before? Anyone know? Have any idea? Any clue? I think the number is 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. I think. But, so we already knew 20-something mitzvahs. Okay, so we know 20. And then we'll accept the other 500-something, whatever it is, whenever we find out about them. That's the Pashup Shah. This fellow seems to not have done that, right? Because he seemed to say, I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rashi changed the Poshup Shat. Poshup Shat in the Gemara is, Shabbat Peh Eini Mai Mincha. He's how should I say it nicely? He's atheistic. I don't believe you. I don't believe at all in Torah Shabbat Peh. I only believe in Torah Shabbat Chesav, and Torah Shabbat Peh is all garbage, as some people say today. Rashi tempers it. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, Lo yakova b'Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the simple shot of Marathi was kova b'Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe at all Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi tempered it. Maybe the reason why Rashi tempered it. What did Rashi say? Lo yamamen shimi pi agvura. I can't accept it on myself the belief that all of Torah Shabbat Peh is mi pi agvura. And he'll rely on you to be able to convince him. So what's Rashi trying to say? So there's a very famous book written by the Rosh HaYeshiva of our yeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lamb Shlita. Who knows what book I'm referring to? The English book. Could be his first book of his sermons. Could be the first one. Anybody know? Shaul, you don't know? Faith and Doubt. Ever heard of that book? Probably put on the screen. Faith and Doubt. The first, if I'm not mistaken, what do they call it? The title song, article is the first one, I believe, Faith and Doubt, where Rabbi Lamb focuses on this Rashi. If I can get it in the library, maybe they have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. They have the Rosh Hashiva, the English firm, or only have Hebrew firm. Are there any English firm in our library? In our Beis Medrash? Probably not. Okay, in the library, sure. It's Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lamb explains what his understanding of Rashi is, that the reason why Hillel was able to accept this individual is because he was an agnostic and not an atheist. An atheist said, I believe there's no God. And now he says, I'm not sure. So he understood it to mean that he put the focus on Shelo Hoya Kofa B'Torah Shabbat Peh. He wasn't an atheist. He was an agnostic. He didn't know. Now Rashi didn't use those words. Rashi said, Elo Shelo Hoya Mamet Shemi Pi Agvura. Just look in Rabbi Lamb's book, which I didn't have a chance to look in since I saw this Rashi. Anyone have a copy in your room? We won't say for the record how many people raise their hands. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The way that I was reading it was Shelo Hayamamin Shahimi Piagur was going back on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, agreed, 100%.
So he believes definitely that there is.
Oh. So that's how I learned Pshat in Rashi. I think it may be different than the Rosh HaYeshiva, so I'm a little bit careful. So I haven't seen this book yet. I saw it a long time ago. But I'll tell you what my Pshat is. But what do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I don't understand what that means. That you're Koper B'Torah Shabbat, that he's not Koper B'Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe it's from God, then what does it mean that he believes it exists? And no one can deny that it exists. They're practicing some law. I mean, you could say it's made up, but no one can deny it exists.
So exactly. So let's try to analyze what is going on over here. Let me explain. I'll give you my Pshat. I'll give you my interpretation. Rabbi Sai, my interpretation is that this Yid, this Ger, who Hillel was Megayer, he sat in the shtibel and he shuckled like everybody else with his talis, which is the only based in Torah Shabbat Peh, with his tefillin, that's avada based in Torah Shabbat Peh. I have no idea where he's putting it. He put it here, he didn't put it here, it wasn't the Karoi. He absolutely conducted himself like any other Yid in the shtibel. It was indistinguishable from any JFB, FFB, whatever you want to call it. indistinguishable. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. He did not believe that Torah Sheba'al Peh came from Hashem. Not like Rabbi Lamson, he was in doubt. No, that's not what Rashi said. He didn't believe it. At that point in time, he thought, well, the rabbis interpreted the Torah, the very wonderful rabbis, but it's not divine. The rabbis decided that Bein Einecha means in your forehead, high on your forehead, and not between your eyes. Okay, maybe God meant it, didn't mean it. The rabbis, they're the ones who are the Balabatim on the Torah, and they're not coming from Hashem. That's what he believed. And he followed the rabbis blindly. He was indistinguishable in his practice from anybody else. So that's me a shayla, Rabbi Osai. That's also not a Kabbalah Samitzis. He's a Koifer, an Apokoiris, a Min. God doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh is Min HaShemayim, is a Koifer. Morid de Malamal, look at the Rav Menuchel's Tshuva. The answer is as follows. I'm just giving you a mark shot. The guy was Mekabel Torah Sheba'al Peh. He's not an FFB who decided to rebel against the understanding that we've had since Mamad Har Sinai, that Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mi Sinai from Hashem. He was never exposed to that. So from that perspective, we'll call in our language a Tinyan Shel Nishba, he grew up by Goyim. Hillel felt as follows. If you're logical, and you believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and you believe that there is Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the next step is to believe what the transmitters of Torah Sheba'al Peh say about Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, he believed in Torah Sheba'al Peh. He put his tefillin right over here, like all of us, not over here. Except the question became in his mind, come on, Hashem gave a Torah Sheba'al Peh to Sinai. Ah, come on. It's too hard to believe that Hashem would say so much to us to tell about. He couldn't believe it. But logically, it's an inescapable conclusion. If you read the defenders of the faith of the 19th century who were there to fight against those individuals who had rejected Torah Sheba'al Peh, from the reformists and the Bible critics, etc., 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 such as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rav Sham Shnupfel Hirsch, most of these fights were taking place in Germany, out the battlefield. The Malbim, in his own way, the whole Malbim from Tchila Vatzov is really trying to explain you can't learn Torah Sheba'al Chassav without Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's really what the thing, what the Malbim is all about from the beginning to the end. So it's illogical. And in fact, Hillel knew this Gair was a logical fellow. He jumped to conclusions he didn't understand that the Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mipiyah Gvura. And in short order, Hillel convinced him that it was. Nope. So the question is, but the person was not Mekabel Kol HaMitzvahs. He said, Chutz Midavar Echad. Here's the answer. The answer is as follows. He didn't deny Torah Sheba'al Peh. He did not believe, at that point in time, he did not believe, as Rashi explained, he did not believe that it was Mipi HaGvura. Which means, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance. What does that mean, there's a shortcoming in his acceptance? It means Hillel was trying to convince him that the two Torahs, Torah Sheba'al Chassav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, he wasn't yet at the Madrega to fully grasp what Hillel was telling him with respect to Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know why? Because Hillel didn't have a chance to fully explain himself what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. So Hillel understood that the Chassar was not really in the Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. The Chassar was in the Hodah. When we saw yesterday in Achiezer from Mechem Deshlama, Hillel had not yet explained to him appropriately that why it was muchrach, it was inescapable to assume that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was from Min HaShemayim. He didn't tell him all that yet. Yes, he said, I have Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't believe you. Which Rashi explains, he didn't believe, if it meant he didn't believe, he didn't do it, he put his film down here. He's not a ger, chutz derechad. But he put his film here. He just at this point didn't fully understand that it's Min HaShemayim. So Hillel attributed the chesaron to himself. I wasn't maldiyahim properly. He did a hodah and a kabbalah upon a hodah. So here, I try to explain to him, I had two Torahs, so I'll explain to him, I'll finish the hodah, And why would it have to be a Kabbalah? If it's short, it's Kachaver. Allah Beis Gimel, Dala Tov Reisham. Remember? Yeah! That's my interpretation. Yes, sir.
Is it possible maybe to say that Kabbalah and Mitzvos is really just that is a Kabbalah to do them, not necessarily what you actually...
Okay, very good. So Ben is taking a different pshat. Maybe Kabbalah and Mitzvos is only in what we call in our language today, forgive the expression, orthoprax, not orthodox. Everyone knows what the word dox means? Anyone from Greek? Can't talk about the Greek. What does dox mean? I think dox is more has something to do more with thoughts, or than with practices. That's why I haven't taken Greek, but that's why I was led to understand. Orthodox has more to do with deus than has to do with meisim, and therefore that's they changed the word to orthoprax. They're people who keep orthodox practice, but their beliefs are not appropriate. It seems to me, Yaman, even though I hear what you're saying, I wouldn't say that. I would say if a guy walks in and says, I don't care what you're going to tell me, I'll keep every one of the 613, but I don't believe that they came from Sinai, or they came from Hashem, or this didn't come, that individual would be inappropriate to convert such a person. And if you need Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, he's not Makabal the basics, whether called Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether it's called Pentishkach, you know, about Mamad Har Sinai, or the Lo Sosu Yom and the Small, whichever one of the 613. Some of these deus are involved in the 613 as well, right? So I don't accept what you're saying. Although I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's necessarily correct. In any event, Rabosai, the Beis Yitzchak thinks, okay, are we going to go click off? Oh, we'll click off by some divine. I'll get back to you. How do I get back? Torah Shabbat Peh, you see? Torah Shabbat Peh knocked off the screen. How do I get back to the Gemara, to the Achiezer? I want to go back to Achiezer. How do I do that? On the bottom? Okay. Thank you very much. Simon Chava. Press here? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. You're teaching me slowly but surely. Okay. See, I trust you. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know how to run a computer. I rely on you to press this button, press that button. You're my rabbis, yes?
So, how do we understand the word kofar in Rashi? What is it?
I'm sorry. Eineno kofar, Rashi said.
Yeah.
Bitorah.
So, kofar means to deny with knowledge?
Right.
As opposed to ma'amino is to not.
That's right. The way I understood it means he was insufficiently trained to understand the depth of what Torah Shabbat Peh means. And Hillel was convinced that just explain. He's a logical guy. Just explain it. Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. He gave an hour and a half shiur klali. He said, Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. The first shiur took 2 seconds. Next day he said, Tov Shresh Shin Resh Kuf. That's enough. 2 seconds enough to convince the guy that he has to believe in the rabbi completely. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. The whole system makes no sense. Okay? That's how I understood. Back here. We're in Hay. Now, okay. V'yesh Litchos. 2 words in Achiezer. V'yesh Litchos. Again, he says over here, Kevan Shabidiyev lo haviger ech kiblo. I want to tell you that this raya of the Beis Yitzchak, that he wants to suggest this, is given by the Netziv in a very little known tshuva. A little known tshuva. I'm curious for my information. You have a Bar Ilan? Meshiv Dover. I'm pretty sure Meshiv Dover is on the Bar Ilan. But I'm just curious how many halakim they have. And I think that the reason that the people who study Bar Ilan and make books don't know about this Netziv, I'm guessing it's not in the Bar Ilan. Four, correct. There was a chelek hay, which I guessed was not in the Bar Ilan. You can see where all these books come from. They're all generated by Bar Ilan. Because you can see what's not in Bar Ilan. For those who know, this is, the Netziv says something which is mind-boggling. I have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to look at it yourself. It's Chelek Hey Simon Mem Vav. Towards the end. I'm not going to read it today, unless it comes to it early. I don't think we'll get to it. But you read that. If anyone writing this book would jump on this Kemotzei Sholol Rav, but they weren't Motzei it. I was Motzei it. Someone tipped me off that this tiv exists. Not in the Bar Ilan. Okay? He says along these lines, based on Gemara Bechoros, that if a guy does not, again, he's learning over here that the only time it's no good, again, B'di'evet, he says, no, B'di'evet clearly would be good. The Raya from Hillel. He accepted the Raya from Hillel, the Dinitziv. Chayev says, yesh litchos. Was yesh litchos? I think, according to what Rashi said, is yesh litchos, the way I understood the Rashi. Okay, I have to look at Rabbi Lan's book, see how he understood it. V'yuyin sham, shehevi Raya, me'avor ha'zorah samach dalalim at base. To sphere la acherim, to machlovos chachovim and acherim, the gertoshev who shekibel olav, call on mitzvahs hamuras b'torah chutz, mi'isin nevela. How do we pass it? Anyone know how you pass it with the gertoshev? Anyone know? Seven mitzvahs is enough. The difference is, what is it? 612 to 7. It's a difference of what? 605 mitzvahs. To be a gertoshev, must you accept 612 or 7? That's a pretty big difference. It's 605. Okay. Chacham and Achim have a fight. Says the Beis Yitzchak, V'yisalka da'itach the kibel olav chutz midover rechad haviger. Amai haviger toshov ho haviger gomor. The guy accepted 612. Just the veil is he can't. He could not go to KFC and McDonald's. He's had to go. He wouldn't eat chazer, chaz for shalom. You just eat the veilus. Huh? Is that a good raya? What do you think? Is it a good raya? He says it's ridiculous. Ain't the raya klal. Da filu im name of the key em kol ha-torah. Umol gam kein. But you don't have to do the bigger toshim. Aval holo tobal. The ain't at tvila mi mitzvah sa-torah. She yisro ha-mechu yubo. Mimelad lo havi get. The guy didn't go into the mikvah. He didn't go into the mikvah. Or as others put it, even if he went to the mikvah, he never wanted to become a ger. He can't become a ger against your will. He wanted to only be a ger toshav. In a chinami, if you would accept the 612 and want to be a ger tzedek, maybe he would be a ger. Ger tzedek would be too much. Ger issues Yisrael, he'd be a ger. Ubi the Rashi, the Mukayos, the Mavur, the Mepharshim, Shalom, Mol, Gam Kain. Uyin Birushami, Yavamas, Perakches, Shmuel, Barabchia, Barabhuda, B'shem Rachinim, Ger of the Toshim, B'galgul, Yimoyim, Yud Beis Chodesh, Shem Chazib, Arei Yofev, Him Lav, Arei Yud, Gugoy, Luchol, Dover. Rabbi Shmuel, Ger Toshim, Tzorach, Mekabal, Lov, B'shem Rachinim, Nevelis. Aket, you see, Mekabal, Lov, Aket, Ein Kamok, Al-Arach. He thinks, therefore, that the Raya is no Raya. The Beis Yitzchak's Raya, that he is a Jew, is not, that he's, excuse me, that he is, what, which Raya is it right? That's what? That it's, That's no good even b'di'evet. It's not a good right. Ach misvara nira. The cave in the Kabbalah submitzvahs ma'akev. B'vadai b'inan shikabalov kol ha-mitzvahs. Finished. Even the kuva. So the Chaim Moshe comes to the conclusion that ma'akev b'di'evet. Only one thing. Elosheshe stapek im eino mekabal diktuk echa mitnevei sofrim. The efshe de menator aviger. Cave in the kibalov kol mitzvahs ha-torah. Only doesn't accept the rabbonis. Vulai came in the middle of the Rabbanan Asnayo below Sosur, having a master of the very Torah of Torahim. Now Rabbosai is the famous Malchus, the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs. What is included in Lo Sosur? Rabbinic interpretation, the Ramban, or even rabbinic innovation. So when you say Chuzmi Divi Sofer, it depends that it includes both. So it'll be the Ramban Kedistay, the Rambam Kedistay. We're not going into that right now. Bottom line, Rabbosai, we saw today, he's saying that what? That he thinks it's Makif. So the guys, we already had seen earlier though, that Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't sure how do you translate the words Mekabel Chutz Midavar Echad. What's that question? That question was, let's see where I can find it again. Now I'm lost here. Maybe it's later. Okay, let's start from Vav. Linyan halacha. B'pshuto nire. She'ein lebezen kosher lekablo legeris. Kevin she'kavanos l'shemishas. V'gamacha she'nizgayra asur lo. Mitzad nitin ala nochus v'nizgayra lo yisena. U'ma she'choshesh malas kfoy teroso. Shema tovu lefnei reformer. Emes adam. She'zeu chashash godol. She'es reformer lo tia ageris kedos. the mavur b'smir meish samaches siv gimel the kabbalah samitzus ma'akevus im eino b'yom uvishloshu b'chuliyam v'reizev bezn posel v'edim psula the gam the etz the kabbalah samitzus im perushim shall a farmer but they all say him the kakozvos hare ein zeh kabbalah samitzus v'davar l'chutz v'davar echad. Yeah, so it's a bad thing if they go to reform. Mikom akom ein lanu lachash hazeh. It's not our problem. But our bezin kosher is dakek rak bofanim hamuvorim bepolskim lalocha. V'gamel tzader lahatir isura zuta kadesh lo laver amaret isur chomu. K'mo she'omru be'erven daflamid beis, as the Marashdam says, and the Marach Tzanz. So let's say, navar lachatchila isa derabonon. Oh, he gives you what it says. Isur rabbanim, kadesh lo yaver al isur the ball anochris. They then isu have him before hesia. Vasu min haTorah. Yeah. He's saying question. Maybe the rabbis should do an avera. What avera should they do? They should watch it. What's the avera? Megayer someone l'shemishus avera number one and avera number two to facilitate the marriage, even though it's a nitan. Do these two derabonans in order to prevent the guy from doing the derisa of marrying a non-Jewish woman.